water goes in, it's not the juice from the fruit. Putting water in the pot.
I understand, but
cook the fruit. And now it's the juice and fruit goes in there, but it's just like,
it's kosher?
It's not like prune juice. You're making the fruit juice. You don't make juice out of it.
No. You're not trying to make juice, right? You're not trying to do that. No. I just wanted to go too quickly to this Bi'a Halacha because I think it's very revealing, this Bi'a Halacha, B'Sei Chasuda. B'Sei Chasuda.
They already branched.
V'lai Yisarech L'Bracha Achreina. That's the Lema. V'lai Yisarech L'Bracha Achreina. You don't need a Bracha Achreina because it wasn't Petrasai. A Bracha Rishayna, she Shahakal Yitzarech L'Kul Yama. She's saying an interesting thing. You're eating it in the middle of the Suda, but you still need to make a Shahakal. Afilu
la harajma. What is it? Are you talking about the juice still?
Yeah, he's talking about the juice.
And you just decide to drink some in the middle of the Suda?
Right. So he's saying, you're eating in the middle of the Suda, so now you don't have a problem with Bracha Achreina because Birkas HaMazon passes. But he said, wait a minute, what happened to the Bracha Rishayna? You're in the middle of the Suda. Do you make the Bracha Rishayna in the middle of the Suda? So Kipshuta, you understand, well, it depends.
If it's part of the meal, you don't. If it's not part of the meal, you don't.
Oh, if it's Mashkin, according to the Rosh, that is considered like a fruit, so then you would make a Bracha on it.
Because he held you made a fruit.
Because then it's not part of the meal.
Yeah, fruit cup
but if it's considered water, if it's considered a mashkin, then it's considered not a part. Then it's considered part of the meal. Then you wouldn't make a bracha. So you, what are you going to do with the bracha rishayna? So he says, "Zok tibir halacha of a bracha rishayna shishahakol yistarch lekul yoma. You're going to make a shakol lekul yoma. Vafilu la rajba, even like the rajba that says it has its ikar din is really shahakol." I shouldn't make a shakal in the middle of the Suda. The ilav hachi, my tekante. So what's the mechaber fixing it up? How does in the middle of the meal help you? It's still machlekes. The even though later I'm going to say that many paisim hold, you don't make a bracha on mashkin. According to Rashi, they make a bracha rishayna. Our blame is nearer the af laharash bein aleim shem mashke el keroitiv haperis. Even like the Rashba that he's saying you make a shahakal, he's still saying it's not the pshat that it's mashkin. It's not mashkin. It's roitiv haperis. It's fruit juice. It's fruit juice. And therefore, it's considered like Paris. To make a bracha. Saying that even though it's fruit juice, but on fruit juice you make shahakal.
Fruit eat life.
So it's very interesting. This is very interesting. You see, I think it's very revealing. What's going on over here? Not the pshat that this liquid you make on it hates. This is looking a shakal. Pshat is, this liquid is fruit liquid. It's considered a liquid of the fruit.
It's a different thing. It's a different mahos.
And you're eating the pears. Like you're eating pears, you make your hayates. So you make on the liquid
it
from the pears also.
The whole thing. The whole.
Yeah, so Mela, even B'Sei Chasuda, you still make a shakal, even though you never make a shakal in the middle of the Suda. Because it's mashkin. Because go for why you're making, because it's mashkin. But it's only in regards to the bracha that you're making on it. But not in regards to what it is. Really, what it is it's not mashkin. It's really fruit juice.
So what do you do? And they make eights?
Yeah. What?
No, it says make a shakal.
The mice make a shakal.
Make a shakal.
Right. Because
no,
making
you don't
need any canoes. It's like the bears.
Whatever. I don't know.
How do we hold today, though?
That's another shmos.
In these days, they didn't have it all the time, so therefore they had to make the bracha. Today, it's a regular part of every meal.
So when would you make eights on fruit juice? Hopefully, we'll get to that. Okay. It's a big problem.
So when would you make eights on fruit juice?
When would you make eights on...
When what? When would you ever make eights on fruit juice?
Well... it's a machlekes. Every single fruit juice is a machlekes. Rash ben rash, right?
Oh, it's
a machlekes. It's a machlekes. So Mela we can make a shakal. The mice will make a shakal. Now, by the way, if the fruit is only cooked, if it's only eaten cooked, then everyone agrees.
Then you make it. Then you make the bracha of the fruit.
Right. Right, but generally,
this is talking about fruit juice, like we said yesterday.
Right. This is the same thing.
You soak the. Right. The fruit, not that you squeezed it.
Yeah.
So what about when you buy like one of these bottles that's fruit juice, well, that's mostly water?
No, you cook fruit cup in your house and you have fruit juice.
Something completely different. That's squeezed.
Mango, orange, strawberry,
no,
whatever.
That's squeezed mango, that's squeezed orange.
So that for sure is a shackle, not a problem?
That's for sure a shackle. Yeah, weiter. V'imashach. So again, so the Mechaber said that Rabbi Nun Zayin v'imashach. So the Mechaber again said that when do we say that the fruit, that the juice is shakal, but when it's from raisins, that's only when the raisins are with the juice. But if you take the raisins out of the juice, then it faker becomes raisin wine, it gets a din grape agafen. V'imashach perish. How the hishvin tzimukim l'te'enim, that which te'enim tzimukim are similar, any ela b'shahayu ma'irav ma'atzimukim ma'aroitiv. That's where the raisins are still mixed into the liquid. The dain shem roitiv omarek aleim. Its shem is roitiv, soup. Avol b'shamashach ha'mayim in tzimukim, avol ha'mayim yayin gomer. It becomes raisin wine. Mavarech aleim b'ri
agafen. Maybe you can't ferment with raisins inside.
Okay, maybe. Okay, but that's Hamogen Avram. Okay, so that's a partial way of bringing the Mechaber. The Mogen Avram argues with this. He says like this: the lav davka b'mashiach nasa yayin. It doesn't make a difference if you actually take out the raisins. Ela afil b'kish moravim kol shaloi sharon adai telecha tzimukim rak l'mshoich b'leishtayz hamayim. Aval afilu l'shasa mehakli kish morav miyachad din yayin yishlay. Any time that he says, no, it's not true. If the raisins are there, it still has a din of yayin. As long as, depends what you put the raisins in for. If when you put the raisins in, the purpose was to make raisin wine, so then it's wine, finished. It doesn't make a difference if you took it out or not. And even if you drink it, the wine, while the raisins are still in it, it's still wine. You still make a bray priyagofen on it.
If you put it in to make it soft,
if you stam soaking the raisins, where you do something with raisins or something, then it doesn't have this din. Then it doesn't have this din. Then you make, you don't make a.
You want raisins?
You don't make a gafan.
You make a raisin gafan now?
Then if you didn't put them in order to make
wine. That's the question.
Right?
Do you want to make raisins
soft? Oh, yeah,
do you
want to
make
again, wine? Again, let me read it again. Kol shaloi sharon adait alecha tzimukim rak lumshik plishtay samayim. Kol shaloi sharon. Adait alecha tzimukim rak lumshik plishtay samayim. Lav davka mashiach nasa yayin. If he didn't, again, didn't soak them in order to eat the raisins, rather to drink the liquid, then it has a din wine. So again, right, exactly. So again, if he wants the liquid, so then that's wine. If he wants the raisins, so then that's what not.
He's, what is he making? If he's making it for the wine, it's wine. If he's making it to soften up the raisins, it's shakal.
Right. Then it's shakal, right.
The gate,
but,
so it's raisins.
V'amogin giborim efarashoy kipshutay davka b'shamashach. Oh, so the Mogen Avraham says kipshutay, that it's talking about specifically where you take out the raisins out of the mixture. El demari b'shaloy nishra adayin gemuyam. Oh. Aye, so why is it not wine? Aye, it should be wine. There it says, it hasn't been soaking for 3 days. It doesn't have to take on a status of priyagofen unless it, within 3 days you need to take out the raisin in order for it to take on a din wine. Okay, next. Nun ches. You may, so at the end, you make a bracha achas main shalish. Hainu al gemma al priyagofen, v'ayin v'achreinu, dafilu l'ramya, the ramya gemma v'asadalid, that's even you did that, the mixture is 3-1. V'atam, d'kivan shatzimukim yofim, koyach ha-pri ha-oim b'seichon, naisin tam chazak. Since you have good raisins, so then it gives a shtag
like
a tam, a male, yeah.
Like
right, male, even though it's a proportionally very small amount. Shim Gizrei Chesam, Mesalem Abel Yishriya, Yitz Mehem, Lachluches, Again, right? So if you don't, even if you don't soak them, meaning to say you don't add any water, still there's juice that runs from the grapes, then their liquid is yain gamar. So if you have such raisins and you soak them and the water turns sweet, so that's no one holds that's not wine. That's clearly not wine. That's considered fruit juice, and fruit juice goes into the machlekes Raj Ben Rush.
It's grape juice.
Whatever, raisin juice, whatever.
This is made from grapes. I don't know if you know that.
Raisins are
great.
Grapes, so this is McGuffin.
Okay. So, McGuffin.
Grape juice.
If you eat a grape, what bracha do you make on it?
It's not a raisin. So according to the Rosh, it would be a shakal. A male would like to make a shakal. That's what it's
called. Why not guffin? Grape juice is a guffin.
Grape juice is a guffin. That's what we've been talking about until now. Why don't you make a guffin? Right, he's saying that you only make. Wait a minute. Again, we're not talking. We didn't talk about where you put. One minute. There's two different things over here. There's grapes in water, right. And there's raisins in water.
So raisins and lost the geffen, right?
Raisins. So raisins could also be a guffin.
Okay.
Raisins could also. That's what he's talking about over here.
You're putting it in to get the juice. That should be a guffin, not dates. I'm saying the whole time. You're saying dates.
Right. Exactly.
It should be geffen.
Right, exactly. That's what he's saying. Exactly. That's what Machabe says. You should make a gopher, a pregopher on it.
Yeah.
But that's with raisins. And then it depends if there's still wet, they're still juicy, or they're not juicy or not. Then if it's not juicy anymore, so then if Stam has enough fruit juice, and then you make a shock. Now, if you put grapes in, so then you wouldn't have the cilia, then stamza. It's like grape juice. I would have the same status of.
So raisins.
Grape juice.
So raisins.
Wine, because that's what it'll do probably.
So the raisins are completely dried up, and you put it in. It's not a game anyway, because no one does it. But I'm not doing it. So, but the dried raisins with water is going to be. Because dried up raisins be shakal.
Right.
Then. And if it's moist,
then it'll be a guffin.
So there's no AIDS.
It's only a guffin once you remove it. Once you remove the
grape.
So it's a chocolate, if it's moist. But you'll never have a, practically, we'll never have a AIDS unless you're eating the raisins with the thing, because then the raisins themselves are AIDS. No, it's something that comes out in Gaya. Is that Lamaisa and Bira Alach talks about? Well, let's say you don't have this Eitzah. The Chabah has Eitzah Ibsay Chasuda, or you make other brachas and then you
pass. Yeah.
So he said, what if you don't have that Eitzah? So could you make Al Eitzah Priya Eitz on top of Fra? Or can you make Al Mechiel Mash? Can you eat Mezainis? And when you make Al Mechiel Al Mechiel Priya
Eitz,
could you add on Al Eitz Misafik? This is a Safik. Could you add it in, Misa?
Say Alagafen too.
Right.
What if someone doesn't have a choice? Let's say you're Pesach by night, and you're drinking raisin wine.
So, woman, so what? Could you? This is very rare again. This happens all the time, right? If you're not sure if you had a shear of grape juice. If you have a shear, you're not sure if you have a shear.
But
so
you know you're making almechia.
But you know you need an almechia. Do you add any of the other ones, Misafik? So this is really Ramah later that you're not supposed to, but the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Taz, that's only lechatchila, but b'diavad, if you ate it, and now you're in a matzah where if you don't add it in, then misafik, you won't have any bracha at all. Then you should put it in.
Yeah, but how do you do this year? You can't add it.
Then add it in.
You can't add it in, like you may eat a shear of mezainis, right? You didn't eat a shear of dates. You didn't eat a shear of
right
of grape juice.
So if you clearly didn't eat a shear, nachanan.
You can't add it in.